This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Queso cheese sauce.
Let's go around the NFL with Fred Landry and Lopez. You are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, programming note. It's official.
Yeah.
Like a referee with a whistle. You are out Friday. You're going to be getting your fish on once again.
Well, it's I never take days off just for fishing, but when it's a charity. Well, when it's a charity tournament, I do.
Okay. There's all kinds of charity events. It's only the ones that involve fish that you take off. That's for fishing.
Exactly.
Hey, I've got a new player, new favorite player, by the way, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And that is?
Number 33, Davis III. I don't know what his first name is.
That would be you.
Check it out. I'm all about it.
You need to get his jersey.
I should, but I'm not a jersey guy.
I've never been a jersey guy.
I can't. If you had to wear one jersey, whose would it be?
Brian Robinson.
Who?
Brian Robinson, man. Used to play for Texas, played 10 years for the Vikings.
You were that big of a fan of his?
I have a customized Robinson.
Really?
It's the only jersey I've bought in the last 15 years.
Of all the Longhorns that have been great.
He is everything you would want in a D1 athlete. I won't get too specific, but he improved each year. He improved each year, sucked, got better, became a leader.
I mean, I could think of a few other things I could probably want in a D1 athlete.
No, he was good. 42-inch hops, all Big 12 shot put.
Yeah,
with 40-inch hops.
He was great.
And he rocked the taper fade. Like, he was a white dude that rocked the taper fade back in the day. I was a big Ryan Robinson fan.
Okay. Wow. What's your...
I'd have to go old school. I'd go either Bob Lilly, which I know he was a Cowboy.
New Meadows, 74.
But when I was a kid, I really loved Bob Lilly.
Class act, too.
Or Anthony Munoz.
Okay. Do you have an Anthony Munoz jersey now?
No. I don't have any jerseys. Well, no, you know what? Somebody sent me a Johnny Manziel jersey.
Shut up.
I'd rock the hell out of a Johnny Manziel.
That's just in my closet. I got it in my closet.
Is it a Browns or an A&M jersey?
It's an A&M Manziel jersey.
Okay. Does it fit?
It's a little snug.
Wear it tomorrow.
I kind of want to see you wear this thing.
A little snug.
I'll rock my Robinson. You rock your Manziel.
Or Jacob Green.
Who the hell is that?
Jacob Green is a College Football Hall of Famer. Played for the Seattle Seahawks for about 12 years in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Great pass rusher from back in the old Aggie days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 77. That's the A&M equivalent of number 60 at Texas. If you wear number 77 at A&M, you're like,
get your mind right.
You're a stud.
Shout out to Tommy Nobis.
Tommy Nobis was 60. Jeff Leiding was 60. Was Britt Hager number 60? I mean, yeah, I think Britt Hager might have been number 62 at Texas.
I don't think he was. He might have been 60, but his son's 44.
And at A&M, A&M 77 was Jacob Green. Yeah. 77 was Ed Simonini. And 77 was somebody. You got to be a stud. Does Kansas have a jersey like that?
Basketball.
That's not a loaded question. I swear that I didn't mean for that to be. Yeah, zero.
I saw the look on your face. I
was saying the words.
What kind of questions that dude's Kansas have something like that? I mean, I'm trying to think what number Gale Sayers was.
Gale Sayers was number. Was he 22?
He was 35, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Riggins was 44.
Mm-hmm.
Riggins was 44. Aqib Talib was number 3. That was a hot number for a minute.
Oh, man. We're both wrong. He was number 48?
Ooh, Gale Sayers?
Yeah.
That's right. He was 48, then he was 40 when he got to the NFL. That's right, my bad.
Wow.
I don't know where I came up with number 35, so either way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, would you rock a Gale? You should rock a Gale Sayers jersey.
No.
Gale Sayers jersey.
Now, if I'm going to rock a jersey... If I'm a Rocket jersey, I've got a Henry Thomas jersey that he got when he played in the Brett Favre tournament. That's actually got Brett Favre's signature on it.
Oh, yeah?
That he played in some Brett Favre throwback game, and that's the only jersey I've ever had. Actually, I take that back. I had a David Carr jersey once.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Of course, my first ever jersey was a Michael Vick jersey.
Am I going to wear the Osweiler jersey this week?
Yep.
You are.
You have to.
The jersey of shame.
You got to wear it Thursday.
I do?
Because you're going to be here Friday.
I was doing so well, too, the first 2 weeks in our pick'em.
Right. It's all right.
You
it
go
happens.
To sportsradio610.com.
It's all right.
I'm still up there, though. Just didn't have a good week. Had a bad week, man.
It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us. Newsflash, not that anybody's surprised by Hugh Jackson making the announcement that we all knew was coming, that this guy is going to be your starting quarterback.
Well, as you know, opportunities to play quarterback at National Football League comes in a lot of different ways. I informed the group this morning that we're going to start Baker Mayfield.
Okay, that's it. That was pretty short and sweet. I mean,
worst kept secret in the NFL.
And I'm not mad at him for why he didn't let anybody know after Thursday after the game. You know, he said, "Hey, I had to go over and look at the tape."
Well, that's what we said. Landry agreed with me on that. You know, it makes sense.
Plus, Tyrod, you know, apparently was what might have been concussed, allegedly. And here's the deal. Is he getting ripped up and down the way, and I'm going to do a quick give a shout-out to Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien got eviscerated in this town last year when he didn't start Deshaun right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you listen to the John Feinstein Sports Minute, okay, Bills didn't start Josh Allen right away. Cleveland didn't start Baker Mayfield right away.
Yep.
I think the feeling is with these guys, when you know, these guys can play in the NFL, we get that. But if you can buy them just a little bit of time from taking a beating, and maybe you can catch some lightning in a bottle for a little bit from these guys who you think are... Now, listen, Nathan Peterman was awful last year. Why he thought they had any chance winning with him, I have no idea. Tyrod Taylor, I got to an extent.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor actually led a team to the playoffs last year, and clearly when he got there to Cleveland, he showed us what we knew about him. But at the very least, listen, now you've got every single rookie quarterback from this last draft is now starting.
Because
Josh Rosen, and Josh Rosen just looks, he looks lost.
He does, and I thought he would be the most prepared coming in.
See, I just...
You know, because Baker Mayfield was really good, and we all thought he was going to be good, but he's coming from a different offense, different style guy. Josh Allen, we talked about the bad, you know, passing completion percentage.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold was pretty much off the shelf ready.
Yeah.
But then people were down on him late and in the preseason.
Yeah, because he struggled at USC towards the end.
Right.
You're starting to see this, though, after a very inauspicious start from spread quarterbacks converting to the NFL. You're starting to see here in the last few years, spread quarterbacks are making the adjustment now to the National Football League. Jared Goff.
More.
Tell you what, Jared Goff has made the adjustment to this.
But he was also dropped back under the center guy at Cal.
What's that?
Goff also.
Well, they were running.
They ran both at Cal, yeah.
But he ran, like I said, parts of that air raid.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pat Mahomes. You know, Deshaun, they ran some spread elements over there at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you've got this year, Baker Mayfield running the spread over it. And, you know, you're starting to see, but I think a lot of that has to do, too, though, with NFL teams that are actually starting to implement more and more of it. And I'd like to see, and again, bringing it back to our boy B.O.B., you know, the offensive alleged guru that he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it. You want to run two tight end sets, okay? And like I said, me and B-Dub were talking about this last night. That's what the success you had when you were in New England. All right, well, here's the reality of it. Gronk is not on this football team. Aaron Hernandez, RIP, is not on this football team.
Right.
Okay? So, yeah, you can try to run some two tight end sets, but that's not where this team's making hay at.
No.
And you need to go back and convert this offense or start mixing in more elements that make... Again, we've talked about this time and time again. Rather than adjust your system to fit your, or rather than make your personnel fit your system, you need to make your system fit your personnel. And that, I think that's, if we're really being honest about it, and I know I asked Will Fuller on Sunday after the game, what's the difference in last year versus this year, those six games versus the first three, and he said, we're just not finishing drives. That part I do get. That part, I think there's definitely something to that. But that being said, I think you need, he's spending too much time. Again, kind of had to throw things together last year. More embodied the college offense this year. He's put more of his touch on it, and I think that's why they're struggling. So hopefully, in this Indianapolis game, we'll see more of it. See, Seattle Seahawks safety Earl Thomas, Fruit City's own. What a list of reasons he gave for why he doesn't practice all of a sudden.
I need to make sure my body is, you know, 100. And I'm investing in myself. Now, if they was investing in me, I'd be out there practicing. But if I feel like anything, I don't give a damn this small. I got a headache. I'm not practicing. But I don't want that to be taken the wrong way. I know I'm going to be fine. But that's just where I'm at with that.
Do you expect to get fined?
I probably will. Definitely. They're definitely going to text me.
Have they told you that?
I'm sure I'll have a slip in my locker.
Why would you fine him, though? He didn't practice last week. He had two interceptions. He won you the game.
Well, but the rules are rules, Landry.
Well, I mean, you bend the rules for good players. Like, yeah. That's just what you do. And when a guy is sitting there and he
Without
goes
rules,
out there on Sunday
anarchy.
And gets two interceptions. Well, that's what Seattle was before, but they don't beat the Cowboys this Sunday without Earl Thomas.
No, I know. I'm with you in theory, but you know, all this is a negotiating ploy. I mean, he wants to get paid,
but they're not going to keep him.
They're not going to keep him, so he's going to play it like this. It's actually quite the setup he's got,
and it's the same mindset I would have, honestly. Yeah. Like, I mean, why do you want to go risk getting hurt if you know that you're going to get you're close to your final contract in the NFL? They're not going to give it to you, mm-hmm. So why the heck would I go out there if I did have a headache or if I had a hangnail? I don't really blame the guy.
No, I don't either. I really don't.
Allegedly, the Kansas City Chiefs are interested in trying to trade for Earl Thomas. And, of course, according to NFL.com, this has nothing to do with the health of Eric Berry. They do expect him back in Week 5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's recovering from a heel injury after being hurt last year in the Week 1 opener. To an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, you put Earl Thomas and Eric Berry in the same defensive backfield together.
2008 Thorpe Award winner and the 2008 Thorpe Award winning runner up. Mm-mm-mm. Earl should have won, though.
I'm a big, big Berry fan.
He's a beast.
Berry's a monster.
You ever hear the song that he had at Tennessee?
You got it for us?
They made a song for him.
He destroyed people, man.
It's pretty damn epic.
Is it better than Third Leg Greg? Is that line?
It's different. It's different.
I mean, anytime you can rap Third Leg Greg in a in any kind of verse.
All right, here you go. Here's Eric Berry. This is called Eric Berry for Heisman. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Yo, what up, football fans? Yeah, I call you football because we the volunteers up in here. But this your man, Swiper Boy. And we know it's football time in Tennessee, right? So, I think it's only appropriate that I bring you this right here. Yeah, keep it swiping. Eric Berry, yo, we scary. Tell the other team, homie, don't you dare me. Eric Berry, Eric Berry, Eric Berry, Eric Berry. So get up on your feet.
Wow. No, that's not
who wrote the lyrics?
I think it's just replace Hallie with Eric, and then put a few whack verses in, and you have your song.
Yeah, that was a pretty good lyricist
man. Something. That was definitely
that's writing, baby.
Real quick, this is Gronk on the report that he shut down a trade to Detroit in the offseason.
Yeah, it happened, and Brady's my quarterback. That's all. Wasn't going anywhere without Brady.
Okay, well.
So you wanted them both traded to Detroit.
That's it.
That would have been sweet.
I'll go to Detroit, provided Tom's coming with me.
That's great.
They're going to be fine. They are going to be fine. That team's going to get that team could be scary in like 4 or 5 weeks, and we're going to be sitting there going, remember in week three when we all said they were done?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, coming up next, a trip inside the locker room. What say you, Landry?
Should the Texans trade for Le'Veon Bell? And there are now two members of the Texans Childhood Club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.